Then I heard James's voice, quiet and friendly as it always was.
"Come on, Beauty," he said. "We'll soon get you out of this smoke."
He took off his scarf and tied it over my eyes, then led me out, patting me all the time. He took the scarf off, then shouted,
"Take this horse, somebody, while I go back for the other."
Windows in the hotel were open, and people were shouting. I watched the stable door, where the smoke came out thicker than ever. Then I heard one voice above all the others, and recognized it as my master's.
"James Howard! James Howard! Are you there?"
There was no answer. Only the crash of something falling in the stable. But the next moment, I saw James coming through the smoke, leading Ginger with him.